with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Some shoppers are feeling the absence of Toys R Us in the final days of holiday shopping.
This is the first holiday season without a national toy chain in the U.S., and that leaves about $1.4 billion in sales up for grabs. But also for shoppers, what they're going to miss is that Toys R Us was the place to go for a broad, deep selection of inventory that they may be having trouble finding at Walmart, Target, and other places.
Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Another punishing week for U.S. stocks. The Nasdaq ended the week in bear market territory for the first time since the financial crisis. The pace of the Federal Reserve's rate hikes, a looming government shutdown, and worries over global growth cast a pall over U.S. markets. Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn says investors aren't optimistic about the final week of the year.
Investors are expecting the last week of the year to be either continue a lot of what we've seen where stocks are continuing to fall or just to grind sideways, but not really be able to move a lot higher.
The Dow fell 414 points or 1.8%, ending its worst week in a decade. The Nasdaq fell 3% and the S&P 500 fell 2.1%. The resignation of Defense Secretary James Mattis means all three of Trump's generals, who also included H.R. McMaster and John Kelly, have already or are planning to part ways with the president. Mattis became the latest this week, announcing his resignation in February after the president ordered a drawdown of U.S. troops in Syria.
Obviously, his resignation this week in protest of the president's abrupt decision to withdraw from Syria because he felt that at that point they just weren't seeing eye to eye on very important issues.
The Wall Street Journal's Vivian Salama says some argue that leaves the White House without a voice of moderation. For the full analysis of Mattis's departure, head to WSJ.com. The U.S. Supreme Court said on Friday that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably after undergoing surgery to remove two cancerous growths on her left lung. The court says there's no evidence remaining of the disease, nor any further treatment planned at this time. Ginsburg, who is 85 years old, is the court's oldest member. Amazon is expanding its air cargo operation. The e-commerce giant says it will lease another 10 freighter aircraft from Air Transport Services Group in an effort to reduce shipping costs and the company's reliance on carriers like UPS and FedEx. Still to come, it's a changed retail landscape for the holidays without Toys R Us. Retailers have been rushing to fill the gap left by Toys R Us in the first holiday season without the toy company, which liquidated over the summer. But the demise of Toys R Us is being felt by shoppers on the hunt for the hottest holiday toys. Joining us now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro. Paul, the decline of Toys R Us gave retailers several months of lead time to make preparations for the holiday season, which many of them did in the hopes of picking up business that would typically go to Toys R Us. What changes did we see from some of the major retailers, and how have they been working this holiday season?
They've tried to capitalize on it with more floor space devoted to toys, a deeper inventory. Some have opened temporary pop-up stores to try to capture the market share that left when Toys R Us went bankrupt. But the one thing to consider is, yes, they had months to prepare, but the lead time for the holiday season is usually well over a year where they're trying to figure out plans for next year. So, you know, what might seem like months really was a big scramble by everybody to figure out how this holiday season without Toys R Us will shape up.
And one problem for shoppers that you noted in your piece for the Wall Street Journal is that Toys R Us usually kept stock of the most popular toys even in the final days before Christmas. How are we seeing that play out with major retailers? How are they doing with restocking?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say right now because nobody really has a, you know, comprehensive view of it. But there are reports and some observations of pockets of inventory being light in some areas. And some analysts suggest that, you know, the big players were a little bit conservative in how they approach the season, given that there's so much uncertainty built into it. But if you look at Target and Walmart, they both say that they've got a pretty good in-stock position. They're pretty confident that they will have a great toy selection, including some of the hottest toys available for this final weekend. And even Amazon, you don't think of Amazon or online shopping for the final throes of the holiday season because, you know, there's questions about the delivery getting there, but they still have options available up until the very last day of same-day delivery to get toys to you. So they feel very confident right now. But still, everybody kind of played this holiday season conservatively, just given how many variables and uncertainties there are without, you know, a large national toy chain.
Paul, give us some of the figures here. What percentage of holiday sales typically come in the final days before Christmas? And how much of a gap are retailers potentially filling for Toys R Us based on last year's sales for that company?
It's pretty outrageous just how quick the ramp up is. It's about 10% of the whole year's sales come in the week before Christmas. And it's happening because shoppers are just putting it off a lot. I mean, you talk to some analysts and they say that you know, everybody just waits and waits and waits for deals until the end of the year, and they do get it. A lot of the Black Friday, you know, Cyber Monday deals, a lot of that is self-gifting, and then, you know, it's toward those last few days that people have just waited to buy toys for their kids and grandkids, nieces and nephews. So everybody's trying to fill that void and scrambling for it. It's not that, I just want to add that it's not like Target and Walmart haven't been in the toy category the last few years. They have been for a very long time, and they do know the nuances that come and the cadence of the sales that come over the final week. It's just that without Toys R Us, there was a big dispersion of sales that has gone to these retailers, and it's certainly, they didn't add as much, you know, floor space or inventory as was entirely carried by Toys R Us. So there is going to be a gap into what people need and what they expected in the past. And the amount of money up for grabs is about, you know, for this holiday season is $1.4 billion. That's the amount of sales Toys R Us did just last December last year in the toy category. So it's certainly something that all the retailers are trying to gobble up as best they can.
And Paul, what did you hear from some of those last-minute shoppers?
Well, I mean, there are some people out there who've been missing Toys R Us and just what they had. I mean, if yes, the company went bankrupt and yes, it liquidated, but you know, people still that doesn't mean that people didn't shop there. It's not like it was a dead zone. And I spoke to some shoppers who are kind of disappointed that, you know, you go to the Walmarts and Targets and they do have all the hot toys, but they have kind of very similar selections. You know, Toys R Us would go deep on products. They'd have 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 dozens of Lego sets available, whereas, you know, Target and Walmart, they certainly don't have the breadth of selection. So it's kind of a little bit repetitive when you go around to the stores. So they're really missing the choice, the selection, the inventory that Toys R Us had last year that doesn't exist anymore.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro talking about the holiday shopping season. Thank you so much, Paul.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.